In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My last lecture in this course will be on how can we change to Jesus Christ methodology or Jesus Christ mind in evangelism. I'll give you some important points to follow like a revision of the course. First of all, remind yourself of the vision or the target clear in the mind of our Lord. He said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save." Let's put this clear: seek and save that which was lost. We can put it like a theme for everybody: seek and save. Also, it was written in chapter 24 in Luke that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations. So, as seek and save, we can say it repentance and remission to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. First of all, we have to be clear with the target. We have always to think in a very specific target-oriented way of thinking. You all know, as very good cultured people, that any target should be smart target, S of specific, M of measurable, A of area limited, R of realistic or reasonable, and T of time bound. So whatever target you put, you should be putting a smart target, specific, measurable, area limited or achievable, realistic, and time bound. Also, you should sit down first. This is the words of our Lord when He was telling the multitude around of the story of that man who was planning to build a tower, and he did not sit down first. So he started building the tower. After a while, he couldn't complete the building. So we need a lot of time sitting down to think what we are going to do, what's our plan, and this project is part of like this sitting down and thinking clearly what are we going to do. It was written, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it." Also, you know the other example given by the Lord, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. يجلس أولا ويحسب حساب النفق. This way of thinking is very essential in our missionary work, because some of you used to, you know, just work and move forward with little thinking and little planning and not enough sitting down and praying. So we need to first, before execution, to sit and plan. We need to sit down enough time. We need to have a clear plan how to build or how to challenge the challenge coming. So we need to challenge AIDS, we need to challenge ignorance, whatever challenges we'll face. It's written in Romans 12, "He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." Also, another major point in the teachings of our Lord that we need to have consultation always. Don't consider yourself as being an old servant, or because you listen to like 50 lectures of evangelists, as if you are now ready to work and ready to have mission. No, please, just consider yourself as weak and little, and you need badly to ask and take advices. So he was saying, "For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, بالتدابير تعمل حربك, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety." Look to this, الخلاص بكثرة المشيرين. It's very important in our missionary work, because you know, most of us had no enough experience at this. We need always to counsel and ask. Consult first, experience and experts. Also, in the program of our Lord, in His mind, He always cared for the team development. This is a major point. You know, I'm just revising or reviewing many of the ideas given in these last few courses. After this thing, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before His face into every city and place where He Himself was about to go. So this kind of developing team and enlarging the team and following up the team and putting the plan for the team, this is part of your job as a missionary. Also, another point, count the cost. Always count the cost. We do not mean by the cost the money. You know, in our service, we used to believe in the grace of God and the gifts of the Lord, so we do not think much of money. But the cost, how much are you ready for this mission? Are you ready for this conference? Did you plan every and each hour of the conference? Are you ready with the material of the Bible study? Are you ready with the presentations? Are you ready with whatever? So please count the cost. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? So you may count the resources. Resources available, you have many human resources, you may have natural resources. So you need to think this way. Count the resources, not only the cost. Like the 5 loaves and 2 fish, they were like resources. The manpower is very essential in our missionary. As you all now believe, that local servants are the future missionaries, and they are much better than us in giving or delivering the message to their country. So think in this way. We cannot deliver the message as perfect as they can if they are very good prepared. Also, in the study, in the count of course, you need to study the needs, studying the culture and study the needs of the people. Whatever the needs, the spiritual needs, psychological needs, physical needs, environmental needs, teaching needs, whatever the needs, you need to study this to cover the needs of the community. As for missionary work, we need always to ask many questions. What is our target? Why we are going there, like vision? How to do this missionary? It's the plan. 3 major questions before any mission. What is the target? Why we are going toward this target? How to implement this target? We need also to ask ourselves who is going to do what. So define responsibilities, clear job descriptions of any and each member of the team. So these kind of questions are always necessary for any mission and project. Where, when, time, whatever. Also, in counting the course, we need to think in the priorities. What to do first? You know, when you go to any country, you will face many problems, many needs. What do you do first? In your plan, you have to put the priorities. Are you going to start with the nursery plan, or the local servant plan, or the visiting homes, or the relationship with other churches, or just exploration of the country, or business plan? You need to know what is the first step, and the second, and the third, and whatever. Also, you know, you need to count the problems. You need to know what are the problems you are going to face. And you, if you studied the culture and the country very good, you will see the problems coming clear. you know, Zacchaeus had a problem. He was short stature, so it was his problem. Part of the problems may be physical. Also, in counting the cost, you need to know the resources, as we mentioned. And one of the great resources is the power giving from above, power from on high, the Spirit of God. So this is the main resource, the main power. So we need to pray a lot before going anywhere. So just to follow these ideas, we need to sit down and think. We need to consult others, count the cost. Also, you know, we need to learn from our Lord being proactive. If you read the famous book of Seven Habits, Seven Common Habits, Al-Adat Al-Sab'adi, his very famous book. The first point, the first habit you have to develop in yourself, being proactive, Al-Mubadra. Most of us still reactive in their life, reactive. You react to others' actions. But we need to develop the proaction, the proactivity, that you start by yourself, you think it your way. You start doing things, not responding to things. This is, you know, the main power of changing any community and anyone. While our Lord was going to somewhere, he met those who are coming out of Nain, and many of his disciples went with him. And a large crowd, when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So you know, nobody asked our Lord to do anything, but he started doing the thing he saw best for this. So ask yourself, do you wait always for somebody to ask you to move, or you can move yourself? Ask yourself, do you get busy with the crowd, or you just follow the crowd? You are part of the crowd. اللي بيسموها القطيع يعني. Do you stand disabled in front of a problem? These questions are against the idea of proactivity. Are you moved seeking solution? Do you come near and touch the coffin? Can you touch the problem, whatever the problem is? Do you have this courage to attack the problem? Do you stop the desperate stride? Do you believe in the power of resurrection? The power of resurrection behind the power of proactivity. Because you believe in the life of the Lord, in the power of resurrection, you attack problems. You start doing things nobody had done before. Another important idea is changing concepts. You can change anybody by changing his mind. I think you all know the verse written by St. Paul in Romans 12, تغيروا عن شكلكم بتجديد أذهانكم. So you can change your whatever, your image, your face, your attitude, and others' attitude by changing your or their mind. So our Lord, while sitting in the house of Simon, and this, you know, Al-Mar Al-Khatiyah came crying, he changed the ideas. He considered this woman was much better than Simon the Pharisee. So by changing the concepts, you can change everything. You can change the culture, you can change the attitude, you can change the people. So another question, like, do you go with the current and the society? Most of the people consider rich people are much more important than the poor people. Do you follow this? Do you go with this idea, or you can attack this and change the concept? poor people are more rich. Poor people may be more spiritually rich. Do you master the art of communication for the purpose of change? You know, the art of communication is behind the purpose of change. If you can communicate good with others, you can change their ideas. Also, do you challenge proud ideas? هل تتحدى الأفكار الغلط المزيفة? Many ideas around are not good. And in any culture, there are very wrong ideas. So how much you can attack this and challenge this? Are you able to move the constants? There are many, you know, solid ideas, maybe thousands of years ideas, adimawi, traditional, but we need to attack. Are you afraid of change? You can change in yourself, and you can change people around, and you can change the world with the power of God. Another important issue in our Christ's mind is sharing. I'm just, you know, giving some messages. أنا براجع كده شوية أفكار اتقالت خلال سنة كاملة. Sharing is very important in missionary work. We need not just to go and give sermons. We can stay here and give sermons on the net. But going there and sharing their life is very much important, much more important than just giving sermons and lectures. Sharing the life, living with them. Do you listen to whom you serve, or do you ignore his opinion? We need to listen to the people we are serving. Is it possible that his request would be accepted? Sometimes you should respect and respond to whatever they ask, as far as it's not wrong. Why did he ask for his name? If you go back to the Lord's program, he used to name the people. He used to say Simon, Zacchaeus, Martha. So by naming people, you are sharing their life. You are coming into their heart. Why did he accept the request to enter the swine? Why did he reject his request to be with him? You know, this kind of questions, the main answer is sharing. Sharing whatever with people. Why did he reject his request to be with him? You know, although our Lord accepted the idea of the demons to go Khanazir, he refused his request to stay with him. So this kind of sharing ideas, this is accepted, this is not accepted. We need to communicate and share ideas to filter this. Also, God changed everyone and everything with the available limited resources. Please don't believe in money. Please don't consider money as a big part in our work. Believe me, if you work with the Lord, you will day by day enjoy this. With the very limited and little resources, God makes miracles. So believe in this. While sitting on the mountain, thousands were hungry, but with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he could feed everybody. So although we should, you know, نحسب ونفكر ونعد, but مش هنقلق, لأن الفلوس مش هي الحل. You know, the simple solution, which usually money, is rejected. And the miraculous solution starts with searching. Start with your part. Start with go and see, what do you have? So don't jump to the simplest solution. Just give me money, I can change everybody. You can never change anyone with money. Also, the materialistic logic always frustrating. Even if they have this money to feed the people, they will never, enjoy the miracle. The order is necessary, a top necessity. You know, we need to work بنظام, we need to have systems in everything. In the miracle of the 5 loaves, God asked them to go and put the people in 50s or 100s, and then he blessed the loaves and gave to the disciples. Then they went distributing the loaves. Although they were like 20,000 people, 5,000 by 3 or 4, but everything happened in order. We need to think in a systematized way, in an order way. The leftover fragments is always a portion. Don't ignore the leftover, الأفف, الكسر. Think of this way, that the smallest, the little boy in any country may be, you know, a saint of the future, may be the best preacher ever in the future. So then don't ignore this. The leftover is really a portion. Again, by changing the mind, don't stop teaching the people how to think in a better way, in a new way. By distributing responsibilities, while making the team, developing the team, be clear in distributing the responsibilities or assigning the job to everyone. So he sent Peter and John for whatever work they do. You have to be clear with this. One of the biggest problems in, you know, planning and management, that everybody is doing everything and nothing usually done. حاجة تاني مهمة, setting the plan or the system, following up. You know, in his parable in Luke 19, it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. This is kind of follow-up. So we need always to have like system of evaluation and following up whatever we do. Whatever the project, whatever the mission, we need somebody to follow us, and we need to report back, we need to be followed up. Also, by empowerment, this is one of the biggest, you know, mission of the Lord. He came to earth and he empowered the disciples and he went back to heaven. He just gave them his power. After the resurrection, he gave them his Holy Spirit, his power, and then he rose up again. So this is the kind of developing any country, that we are going there, we will share their life, we'll change their minds, we will help them to think in a new way, we help them to know the Christ, the Lord, and then we empower them before leaving them, so they can do whatever by themselves. The process will be dynamically proceed, because we will give them all the keys of developing themselves spiritually, psychologically, culturally, and everything. So this kind of empowerment is very essential in our plan. The last thing I would say, continuous teaching. Everything will be run out by teaching. We need to continue delivering the message of the Bible, of the church. التعليم المستمر أساس أي حاجة. Our Lord anywhere was sitting with anybody, he started teaching them something. While sitting, you know, he told a parable to those who were invited. When he noted how they choose the best places, saying to them whatever. So you are not going to preach or teach the people as lectures. While sitting with them anywhere, everywhere, it's, you know, always a mission of teaching. And this teaching, you know, should be realistic, should be defined, practical, should be spiritual. ritual. Again, we will put these points: being proactive, changing concepts, sharing life, available limited resources, change the mind, distributing responsibilities, setting systems and plan, following up, empowerment, and continuous teaching. Glory to God. Ameen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. تعيشوا الكل كورس. ونعتذر عن أي تقصير حصل مني أو من يعني حبايبي اللي بيخدموا. وأنا فرحان بالدورة دي الحقيقة، لأن العدد فيها زاد والإنتر أكشن فيها كان حل، وأتمنى أنها تكون بداية ما تكونش نهاية لمزيد من الميشنز السنة الجاية. احنا هنحاول نقول لكم بنعمة ربنا وديد وهمة وانا والمسؤولين. Our plan in the year of 2011. Our dreams بقى. ده الورك، ده الهومورك بتاعنا احنا. احنا بنحضر يا ترى هنعمل ايه في 2011، وتبقوا انتوا ايه كل واحد بيقول طب انا ممكن اتحط فين في الحتة دي. انما any new ideas، انا طبعا بفرح باي حد يقول لي اي اقتراح او حتى نقد، يعني انا مش بزعل صدقوني. انا احب كل مرة نتحسن ونتقدم، فاي حد لاحظ اي قصور يجي يقول لي، ويقول لي كمان الاقتراح بامكان في فكرة جديدة. Late homework assignments should be submitted on Tuesday 23rd December from 6 to 8 p.m. at the confession hall. ماشي، الهومووركس اللي متأخرة تقدروا تسلموها الثلاثة، مش ده اللي بعده، من 6 ل 8 مساء. بس إيه، لازم تكملوا واجباتكم عشان تنجحوا وتبقوا حلوين. مرة تاني فرحان بيكم، وتعيشوا وتخدموا، وما تنسوش اخواتنا اللي اوريدي مسافرين ابتدوا their missions. Thank God كلهم بيخدموا زي الفل، فعقبال عندكم كلهم. اتمنى يوم 8 كلنا نصلي القداس بدري مع بعض، من 7 ل 9. بليز تعالوا كلنا نصلي القداس مع بعض قبل ما نطلع اليوم الروحي. اوكي، ثانك يو اجين.